The next patient is Mr. Milton Rodriguez. Milton is M-I-L-T-O-N, last name Rodriguez, R-O-D like in Delta, R-I-G-U-E-Z like in Zulu. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 77 Hispanic male that has a history of CKD3B-A1 for a lengthy period of time. When he was referred to this office, the serum creatinine was 1.9 and the estimated EFR is 34. The patient has changed the eating habits. He is using a plant-based diet mainly, and when he eats animal protein, is fish only. The latest laboratory workup that was done December the 12th shows that the serum creatinine is 1.6 and the estimated EFR went up to 43 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. The patient is not taking the supplementation. And for that reason, the vitamin B level is in the mid-20s. He was advised to follow our recommendations. Following number, this patient has a history of hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 7.8 milligrams per cent. Before we embark in the treatment of this uric acid, we are going to observe him for the next 3 months to see whether or not the low protein, animal protein diet is making the difference in the uric acid level. If there is no improvement, definitely the patient needs treatment. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 118 over 70. Following number, the patient is overweight. However, he has been noticing decrease in the body weight. Following number, type 2 diabetes, and the hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 18 minutes in the documentation, 5 minutes.